Welcome to the Prohumanist Church of Godmother podcast, where we don't just scratch the surface, we dive deep into the root of why the world is the way it is and how we break free from the anti-humanist chains holding us back.
Just a brand new day in our lives, take a stand, try not to fall, it's a revolution. In our lives, take a stand, try not to fall, it's a brand new day.
Hi, I am Minister X-Ray Roger Bird, America's first openly non-binary pro-humanist minister. And today, we're pulling back the veil on pro-humanism, capitalism, and the systems that thrive off your compliance. If you've ever felt like something in this world just doesn't sit right, like you were meant for more, then you're exactly where you need to be, right here, right now. So listen, joy. Our first episode of the Prohumanist Church of Godmother podcast. So we're going to get into segment one. What is prohumanism? All right, family. The basics. Prohumanism is based on mutualism, liberation, and divine accountability. Why do we start with the basics? Is because if we don't define our foundation, how can we build something new? So prohumanism allows us to start a foundation on mutualism, liberation, and divine accountability, the trifecta in starting a system anew from the status quo. It is a rejection of any system that devalues human beings and the natural divine order. It's about living in harmony with others, holding each other accountable in love, agape love, A-G-A-P-E, look it up, and refusing to be pawns in a system designed to exploit. Prohumanism versus Mzungu, M-U-Z-U-N-G-U, Demiurge, D-E-M-I-U-R-G-E, Parasitus, P-A-R-A-S-I-T-U-S. Mzungu Demiurge Parasitus Supremacy, the ruling class. Let's call them what they are. Mzungu Demiurge Parasitus feeds off your energy, and it also feeds off your ignorance. They push anti-humanist systems that prioritize profit, control, and division. I know we've heard that before. Divide and conquer anyone? That is the old tried and true tactics of anti-humanist colonizers and pro-domestic violence abusers and those who use systems of capitalism to control the behaviors of Native people and marginalized groups, especially women, children, and men. And as someone speaking from the non-binary community, I say the LGBTQ plus X and I have also been marginalized by these institutions of anti-humanism. Have you ever wondered why laws, school curriculums, and religious institutions push obedience over critical thought? Well, that's by design. The divine balance. Prohumanism recognizes that divine masculine and divine feminine exist within all beings and must be honored. This is not about the rigid binary of man versus woman, but about fluidity, cosmic order, and respect for the sacred duality and trinary nature of existence. Now that we've defined prohumanism, let's take a hard look at what we're up against. Segment two, anti-humanism, the system designed to enslave you. Is it your fault? Is it my fault? Is it our fault the world is structured the way it is? Why does suffering seem expected? Well, I'll let you know. It is not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not our fault that something that existed for thousands and thousands of years has been running as a smooth wheel, business as usual. Why is financial stress, job burnout, and exhaustion just part of being an adult? Well, because the system was never designed to serve you. It was designed to use you. That means it's not your fault that the system is using you, but it is our responsibility to be aware that they are exploiting you. Well, how do you know they're exploiting you? You must understand they're using anti-humanism. Anti-humanism is A-N-T-I-H-U-M-A-N-I-S-M. Anti-humanism feeds the system. Every major structure, government, education, law, corporate employment, is based on controlling your labor, your thoughts, and occupying much of your divine time, your potential. They want you too busy surviving to ever question why you're struggling. Let me say that again. They want you too busy or too distracted with surviving to ever question why you're struggling. Well, here's why. Capitalism is not freedom. The idea that if you just work hard enough, you'll succeed is a fairy tale sold to keep you grinding. Well, to keep us grinding. Wealth is a capitalist system and is not on well-earned or merit-based system. It's extracted. It's built off exploitation, usually from your labor and suffering. Anti-humanism and legalese, education, and religion. Why do courtrooms, universities, and religious institutions sound like they're speaking in riddles? Well, because they are. The harder it is for you to understand, the easier it is for them to maintain power. They twist language and use legalese and rewrite history to serve their agenda, usually rooted in white-centric anti-humanism, which is from Western European cultures. And I know I am not from Western European cultures. I'm from a native culture. And because I'm from a native culture, I should have the religious, spiritual, and human freedom and birthright to practice my own culture. And what we've learned is that legalese is binary gendered and based in Western European legalese, which is not our native culture here in America. Just food for thought. Now let's get into one of the biggest lies of all. The lie that capitalism is natural and that there's no alternative. Segment 3, mutualism versus capitalism. Imagine a world where people actually cared for one another, where the measure of success wasn't much you own or how much you owned or how much you contribute, but how you contribute to the whole. That's mutualism. I'll say that again. Imagine a world where people actually cared for one another, where the measure of success wasn't how much you own, but how much you contribute to the whole. That's mutualism. And it's the way of life that the system doesn't want you to know exists. It existed before slavery. It existed before colonization. It existed before white, formerly known as white supremacy, white anti-humanism. Mutualism is the natural way of God Mother Earth. Mutualism is the natural way of being. In ancient cultures, before the rise of Mzungu Demiurge Parasitist dominion, people lived in systems of reciprocity. There was no need for someone had to be submissive. As we say, women need to be submissive. No one needed to be submissive. Men didn't have to be submissive to women. No one had to be subjected based on their gender or genderless labels, because everyone thrived in systems of reciprocity. How does that sound? That sounds awesome, right? You gave what you could and you received what you needed. That was it. There was no tricks of the trade. There was no hustle. There was no sexual exploitation. Everyone got what they needed and you gave what you could. Well, unfortunately, the opposite could be said about capitalism. Capitalism is a parasite. I'll say this again. Capitalism is a parasite. It survives by keeping people in competition, creating artificial scarcity, putting people in a mental rat race, and convincing you that your worth is tied to productivity and financial value. Well, the truth, capitalism is not human nature. Think about Saint MJ, right? Tell him that is human nature. Well, capitalism is not one of them. And capitalism is a system imposed on humanity. I'll say that again. Capitalism is a system imposed on humanity, and more specifically, Native peoples of wonderful carbon 13X colors and shades of colors all over this planet. Well, how capitalism weaponizes everything? Well, they turn land into property, water into commodity, and even love into something transactional. Ever notice how everything that was once free now costs money with not your face on them? Do you think that's evolution? No, I think that's colonization. You've been programmed, and we all have been programmed, to believe that this system is the only way of being. But what if it's not? What if we have more power than we think? If you look in the mirror today, can you ask yourself the question, what if you have more power than you think? Segment 4, the status quo and why it wants you asleep. Well, every single day, they work to keep you distracted, to keep us distracted. Look over here, celebrity drama. Look over there, fear-mongering news. Anything to stop you from realizing your true power. Look at the numbers on this team. Look at the stats for this playoff. All wonderful as we support our athletes and our entertainers and our people that are making it happen with their talents. As we say, skills pay the bills. Hello. But at the same time, is it producing the freedom, the liberation, and the wellness that we all need to thrive as a community? I think not. I think socializing people around programming that doesn't empower them is a form of social conditioning. Well, what is social conditioning? Social conditioning trains you to accept anti-humanism as normal. I'll say it again. Social conditioning trains us to accept anti-humanism as normal. From birth, we're taught to follow orders, not ask questions, and accept suffering as a part of life. And in sinister cases, it's reinforced by religious practices that we didn't ask for in order to keep and maintain the status quo of anti-humanism. How they do it? Well, the social conditioning usually accompanied by the fear-based programming, which keeps you compliant. ever notice how the moment someone challenges the system, they're labeled as dangerous? Or we're giving examples of those that challenge the system and their untimely demise and assassination? Well, the system relies on fear. Fear of losing your job, fear of breaking the law, fear of being outcast. But remember, no matter where you are religiously, spiritually, understand there's a higher power. And no matter what you believe in, that higher power did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and knowledge and a sound mind, of heart and a sound mind. That means within our heart and in our belief system and what we truly connect with, we weren't born to live in fear, regardless of our belief system. Recognizing the problem is the first step in reclaiming your power. Recognizing the power, the problem, is the first step in reclaiming your power. Once you see the strings, you can stop being the puppet. That's what the Pro-Humanist Church of God Mother Nature is here for. We are here to wake you up, because we are here to wake us up. Because when we rise together, we all rise in harmony with God Mother Nature and God Father Time and rhythm and rhyme. To wake you up is to give us the tools together to break free. The real question is, what are you going to do about it? Final thought, why you must listen and learn now. The time for sleep is over. The current status quo system benefits from our collective ignorance. It thrives when you're too exhausted, too confused, too divided to fight back. But that must end now. We must collectively reclaim our individual divine energy so that we can reclaim our collective divine energy and every once of our suffering that we've experienced that has been orchestrated and drained out of us. It's time to take that energy back and reclaim our dignity and reclaim our right to exist from any harms, from any suffering, just to uphold a system and make only a few people thrive. Let's all collectively step into pro-humanism. No more excuses. No more waiting for someone else to fix things. No more waiting until election time. Pro-humanism is about you deciding to break the cycle now. The Pro-Humanist Church of God Mother Nature is here to guide you, because we are here for us. We don't just talk, we act. We are experienced in doing the work. This movement is not about hope. It's about collective transformation. It's about collective uplift. It's about changing the game for real. And now, I leave you with one final question. One that you must answer for yourself until our next show. If the system you live in thrives on your suffering, your ignorance, our ignorance, your compliance, our collective compliance, how much of your own life do you actually control? Think about it. Sit with it. And if you're ready to reclaim what's yours, we'll be here waiting. Until next time, family, stay awake. I am Minister X-Ray Roger Bird, and I encourage you to stay empowered, stay powerful, and remember, mutualism over capitalism, always. In pro-humanism, we survive. Take care. Peace.
Just a brand new day.